Assembly members are not holding their breath for the next big project earmarked to come from the nation's capital, but they're getting their request in just in case. That's following their approval last month of a list of lobbying priorities. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht explained what the lobbyist was looking for.
I got a call from our federal lobbyist that said, hey, guess what? They're reinstating earmarks in the House. Each House member can submit 10. So in our case, Representative Young can submit 10 for the whole state of Alaska. And give me two or three projects, with at least one being transportation related, and we'll submit these to Congressman Young.
Congressional earmarks, remember them. They're federal spending for specific projects in a congressional district, sometimes used to broker a deal in a divided capital. Before they were banned in Congress, they were also pointed out as examples of wasteful spending, but they're back on the table as lawmakers begin consideration of some additional giant spending bills. Petersburg's Assembly was able to take its list of priorities from last month and submit a shorter one. The first item everyone agreed on is a handicapped accessible ramp for the float system in South Harbor that would allow better access for harbor users and passengers on small cruise ships that dock there, offering a way around the steep walkways at low tide. Assemblymember Bob Lynn thought that one made sense.
That also kind of indirectly works as also a transportation project because it does move people in and out of town. And from a standpoint of, I think, safety, I think it's a pretty good project to put on our list since it is so well, through the design phase and cost estimate.
The borough has conceptual drawings for new ramps on both ends of South Harbor and has sought the estimated $2.2 million for that work in the past, and that one made the shortlist unanimously. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci nominated the upgrade of the bypass road, or the waterline road that runs behind the airport. That one's expected to cost around $2.5 million, but no one else was interested in shortlisting that one. It didn't get a vote for a lack of a second. Instead, the Assembly then voted to combine four other priorities into one. Those are expansion and improvement of boat ramps at Banana and Blackery Point on the southern end of Mitkoff Island for $3.2 million, $1.7 million for a new dock and ramp at Papke's Landing, $1.5 million for a new dock and float on Kuprinoff, and a dock on the mainland at Point Agassiz. Assemblymember Dave Kensinger said the marine infrastructure is important to transportation in the area.
Every one of these docks and facilities need repair or replacement. And by lumping them all together, we might not necessarily get enough money to do all four of the projects, but my hope would be we'd get enough money to get maybe three of them. So I figure, if we have to prioritize, let's just call it, Member Lynn had a good term, remote access facilities.
That vote was also unanimous, but the third project to make the shortlist was not. It's $16.2 million for the final planning and project design for a new hospital building. Assemblymember Mucci was not ready to commit to pursuit of that.
If this is just to go with a new facility, to purchase property up by the airport or the fire hall or whatever, and build a new facility, I'm not there yet, and I think the community has a lot of concerns. I'm hearing about them, and I'm sure everybody else is hearing about them, and I can't support this at this time.
In response, Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter said this funding would build off of master planning work completed just before the pandemic.
The intent of this request is to move that project along. It does not lock us into a final design. The project request is to actually do the planning phase for final finalized services, space requirements, staffing, research options for new hospital design, including a two-story structure or other, collect preliminary geotechnical information necessary for final site selection.
This work would get a new hospital to the construction phase, and some of the options looked at for that project had a total cost estimated last year at around $92 to $110 million. Muchie and Mayor Mark Jensen voted against the hospital planning money to make the short list, but it passed on a 5-2 vote. The Assembly plans a work session with the hospital board sometime in late April to further that discussion. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.